The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Good Sons King, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome now to another special feast day. Today, here's the feast of the Nativity of John the Baptist as one of only 3 days in the whole year in which we celebrate somebody being born. Trivia hour for you here this morning. What are the other 2 days? One of them is Christmas, okay? And the other one is the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Okay, that's the only other one today is the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. And you realize that when we have a feast day of a saint, what we're celebrating is the day that they died. Why would we celebrate the day that a saint died? What an awful thing. You know why we celebrate the day that a saint died? Because that's the day that they were born into the kingdom of heaven, right? Talk about a birthday. That's the one that really matters. But here, three people, and we celebrate the fact that they came into this world. And one of them is John the Baptist. And you already know John the Baptist figures very prominently in all four Gospels. And you want to know why? Well, there's several reasons why, but here's the biggest reason why John the Baptist is so prominent. It's because John does one thing. John the Baptist points the way to Jesus Christ. And in so doing, he reminds us of one of the most important things we are called to do as well. Point the way to Jesus Christ. You look at everything in John's life, and boy, it seems like he draws a lot of attention to himself. What with his appearance, right? Because he wore camel's hair, and he had a rope for a belt, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And then you consider his fiery words, and he addressed the crowds, and he said, "You generation of vipers, who told you to flee from the wrath that is to come? His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, and the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Not exactly understated, right? Not exactly subtle. But why? To draw attention to himself? No. The whole thing was a windup for the pitch that when Jesus Christ came, he could say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Everything in his life pointed to Jesus Christ. We need to be the same. So you think about in the church, all the things we have in the church, everything needs to point to Jesus Christ. Look at this building we're in. Would you believe that not so long ago, I saw some people out in front of the church, they were filming a music video in front of the church. And I said, "What the heck are you doing?" And they said, "Well, there's nothing, no other building like this in town." And I thought to myself, that's a pretty good point. There's no other building like this in town. Why is there no other building like this in town? Because we point the way to Jesus Christ, or at least we should. It's the only reason why these buildings are put up. And you think about the things that we teach as a church, beautiful teachings and doctrines, and they're tough. But if you follow them, they will set you free from all the snares of your life. Then why do we proclaim all these things in our in our church. The only reason is because they point the way to Jesus Christ. That's the only reason that they matter. Think about all the saints, the greatest people who have ever lived, the cream of humanity. People like St. Francis of Assisi or Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Wonderful. Such great lives, but what's so great about them? Ultimately, it's because they point the way to Jesus Christ. Now, don't you and I ever fall into the trap of thinking it should point to ourselves. Hey, everybody, what a great church we have. What great teachings we have. Or what great saints we have. You should really be more like us Christians. You should really be more like us. Never. Either point the way or get out of the way, okay? Because if you're not pointing the way, you're in the way. And you and I, we need to be able to say with John the Baptist, he must increase and I must decrease. But let's take it a step further this morning. Why does John the Baptist point the way? There's a really important reason. He points the way to Jesus Christ because he's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Really basic stuff. But we point to Jesus Christ because we are sinful and God can forgive sins. And he's the one who reconciles us to God. So John the Baptist never proclaimed, Jesus will give you a fulfilling life. And John the Baptist never stood up there and says, Jesus will make you the best version of yourself. Instead, he stood up there and he said, you're broken and you need to be fixed. But I got good news for you. I know the one who can fix you. And what did the people say in reply? Did they all say, how dare you suggest that I'm not fixed? How dare you suggest there's something wrong with me? No. I guess there were some people who thought that, but they all stayed home. Everybody else came out to the desert in droves and they said, set me free from my sins, set me right with God. And here on the Feast of John the Baptist, a reminder that this is what we're supposed to be as well. Point the way to God because he can reconcile us to God and free us from our sins. A couple of important lessons to remember. John the Baptist is most famous for saying, he must increase and I must decrease. That's the most perfect expression and summary of the gospel that you'll ever hear. Let's make his prayer our own, and ask for his prayers to help us today. St. John the Baptist, pray for us.